Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean, Will, is, and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it. You know when you jump off like a wharf? And then the water goes right up your nose.
Yeah.
And then you're worried that you're going to have, like, bogeys.
No.
Doesn't happen to you?
I don't worry about that.
Oh, I do. I'm always worried that, like...
Oh, right, it's come out of your nose.
Get a massive bogey, and then I'm with people who I'm not close enough with, and they'll never tell me, and then I've just got a massive bogey.
Oh, you know, one way to fix that? Quick nose.
But it might even make it worse by doing that.
Yeah, but you ever had a moustache or a beard? That's where it fucks it.
Yeah, they get stuck in it.
Bro, even just
I noticed
food.
That with someone the other weekend.
Mate, and it's like, it's food and shit. You got to be, when I grow my beard long or like mussy long, it's a problem with everything. Drinking milk or fucking just eating
so
pizza
hot.
Or anything.
Milk was a bad choice.
It feels like that today. It's another hot one here, Ben.
Your moustache is not overly long though.
Oh, it's got it trimmed.
Oh, but your beard's looking... awfully fluffy. Could I have a touch?
No.
Ugh. It's very coarse. It's coarse hair. Yeah, I feel sorry for Steph.
Nah.
Yeah.
Why?
That.
Where?
Just kissing.
Nah, mate, it doesn't do anything. It's sweet.
I feel like it would almost give like a rash. What? What?
No, dude. Tell you what does.
It's very cool. Like that, it's almost like sandpaper.
This doesn't do it. A stubble. Stubble will do that.
Really?
Like the short, spiky, when you've just had a shave, it starts growing back. This hair is fucking nothing.
It seems worse.
Not a chance, baby. What, you never hooked up with a bloke with a fucking beard? Oh, you do like those clean-shaven boys.
Oh,
those finance motherfuckers.
Who? I've had... Oh, actually... CJ, one of my first boyfriends, had quite a long one at one point.
How old were you?
Oh, not like first, but like proper relationships. I would have been like 21.
Okay.
But
did he have a beard?
Yes, at one point he had a long beard.
Deals with me.
Oh, what did I miss?
You said, my first boyfriend, whatever his name, what was his name?
CJ.
CJ had quite a long one. But other than that, and I said, yeah, but did he have a beard?
Oh,
there we go. Yeah, it's childish humour.
Yeah, well, we've done that 2 podcasts in a row now.
Well, it's what we've... 2? 110 or whatever we're at.
True. I like a bit of stubble. I don't like super clean shaven. A little bit of stub.
Yep.
It's quite nice and manly. But that's very coarse for me.
Too
not
much.
That it's, I'm not asking
I'll inform
that.
Steph.
But...
yeah, duh. Nah, she not. She said it was 2 calls for her. She's not coming. Yeah, we'll find another. Yeah, we'll find another.
But has she ever said to you, that beard's too long or coarse for me.
Only when it gets bush rangery, when I don't keep it up. She doesn't mind the beard. It doesn't make me feel coarse, but she's like, it looks, you look like you're fucking homeless.
How long do you reckon you could get it? Like, could you get it Santa Claus?
Bro, I could get this as long as I want it.
Could you go Colonel? Oh, Colonel Sanders is about your length.
I've probably got a bit longer than Colonel Sandy's right now.
Do you reckon you could go Santa?
Yeah, I could, but I probably wouldn't want to.
No, you wouldn't.
Not yet. When I'm older, I will do that.
Yeah.
When I'm full grey, I'll just get a big long fucker.
No, you fucking won't.
Yes, I will. Absolutely. Because what do you care? What are you not trying to root anyone?
But why do you want to be Santa Archdale?
It'd just be in your older years, you know, your glory. What are they called? Your bloody
golden days.
Your golden years.
Golden eras.
Yeah, know. You know when your twilight years. You've knocked off. You've retired. You're fat as fuck. My dream is to just grow a big beard, keep it in check, but grow it nice and long. Be fat as fuck. Just go to like the RSL every day. Have
schooners. You're really gonna let yourself go?
When I'm retired, it's like what's the point?
Well, it's some people just like to be healthy and kept in shape and eating nice and
I've done that for 60-odd years. Let's just do the other thing now.
You've sold me.
Didn't take much.
You've sold me.
Have I?
I have done my fucking fair share of hard work.
This is what I mean. You're not trying to impress anyone.
Yeah.
Who do you give a fuck about?
I think I'll push it to 70, but you've
sold
me.
That's fine. But then, Lou, enjoy your pastries.
I'm having fucking KFC quarter pound... Hang on.
You're okay.
Wicked Wings meal.
There you go.
Zinger Burger Box.
Yeah, but just...
For breakfast.
Mate, float her in your kitchen.
And dinner.
Have caramel slice for brekkie with a cup of
I'm having a packet of ginger nuts as a snack. Not you know, three. I'm having the whole pack.
I'm just deep frying fried chicken like there's no tomorrow.
I'm having tequila every night.
I'm drilling scoop. I'm drilling whiskey every night. I fucking will drill whiskey every night if I make it to that age.
Yeah, you've sold me,
you know,
Jack.
Just who cares?
Yeah, we've done our fair share of being healthy and fit. And
we're trying to be.
Yeah.
And trying to keep up with keep up appearances.
Mm.
Gets to a point where it's like,
very
I'm going to drill fucking 70. Schooners every day at the Rissole. Have a healthy slap on the pokies, not every day, but like I'll have $100 a week. And I'll slap it away. And
$100 a week?
You know, and then enjoy
it. Just $100 a week.
Just and I hope I live close to the RSL as well, so I can just wander like
you probably live
like
above
the diggers.
It. You probably live above the RSL.
I hope they own it.
Yeah, all that. Well, I could see you owning diggers.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
I hope that they don't get rid of that prime real estate. You know, like some big hot shot.
That's what I'm scared of. I'm scared of that.
If some big hot shot comes in and makes it like a fancy.
Let's make it a Marriott. But I don't. There's building.
Let's make it a Marriott and suite.
Let's make it a helicopter pad for Tora and her friends.
That is a great idea. Jeeves voted yes to that one.
I've sold it.
Chuck in a few saunas, would you, Jeeves?
Darling, no, she's got enough fucking saunas, Jeeves. I know what you mean because but there's probably building laws where they can't build above, you know what I mean? So they couldn't, I don't know. They'd probably keep that golf course.
I feel like it might be like.
I just hope they don't flash it up too much. I want it to remain.
No, I like it how it is.
Iconic. Clastically Australian.
I like.
Is that a fucking word, dog?
Yeah, iconoclast.
Okay. Clastically?
Yeah.
Whatever. I tried it. Failed. That's life. Hey, Bedwetters, if you ever fall off that horse, pick yourself back up, get back on.
Hey, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade.
Hey, when life gives you limes, make lime and aid.
Hey. When life gives you a tomato, make a Bloody Mary.
Or leave it up in a spaceship.
All that. And get lost for 8 months. Was it the song I made? The cat song.
That was the cat song, buddy. Really happy with that.
Yeah, and we'll be in cat costumes and we'll be prancing around the east going, meow,
now,
meow, 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 meow.
Now, how fun was our Christmas party on the boat?
How fun was the boat?
I just had the best time.
I love the ocean.
Why did you... Why?
Why didn't you go down the slide?
Oh, I was scared about lice.
Sea lice. I think you were too busy deep-throating whiskies.
The captain's name wasn't Whiskies.
Oh, Jack, you've been too rude at this beginning of this podcast.
I just can't help it.
Jeeves, smack him into line. I mean, so they smack him into line, but then I said smack.
Yeah, you're a drinker. You have been drinking.
Well, I've been drinking water.
Hey, Lulu, can I ask you what your plans are for the Holidays?
No, that is incredibly rude.
It is personal, isn't it? No, you're right.
Dior, cut this. Sorry, Dior. That's disgusting.
Fucking hell.
What were you even thinking, Josh?
Like, oh, my God.
I didn't think much of you, but I didn't think you were that
That's like
that
asking
low.
Someone what they bloody earn.
What do you earn?
What do you earn? Are we on the same salary?
Yeah.
You hope so.
We are now.
Yeah. Nice, bruv.
Don't fucking talk to me. Oh, come on, buddy. Here you are.
No, what I'm doing...
I wasn't far enough, so I just flicked it.
He's going to be a little flicky for
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Oh, I've had my fair share of...
Oh, and I'm fucking too, Chris.
Sorry, I've been very inappropriate the last two podcasts.
You've been fine. Now...
I am going back to Queenstown. Jill and I are having Christmas in Queenstown.
Where does Jill live?
Christchurch.
Right.
We're actually going out for lunch on Christmas Day, which is weird because we're so used to always like cooking for people, having people over. It's literally just Jill and I.
True.
We're just going to do long walks. We're going to get our nails done. We're going to do yoga.
Okay.
We're going to have a few champagnes.
Okay.
But it's going to be a very nice chill 6 days for me. Seven, and then I'm going to come back rearing into Sydney,
ready to
ready
rock and
for
roll.
The silly season. I'm going to Field Days with a group of Kiwis.
What's that?
Festival with like Rufus, Central Sea.
Rufus is from Lightning Ridge.
Are they? Don't.
No, I swear to God, the lead singer's from the Ridge. Oh, Lightning McQueen. Yeah, he's from the Ridge.
Yeah.
And apparently when they were starting out, he moved to Sydney, right? And he knows my mate Stubby. Text Stubby, he's like, bro, we should catch up for a beer. And Stubby's like, yeah, mate, yeah, fuck, we'll catch up for a beer at some point, blah, blah, blah. And never followed through. And he's like, oh, mate, love to catch up with that beer. Like, don't really know many people. He's like, yeah, mate, yeah, we'll do it. And never really happened. And then it was like, then they became Rufus. I'm like, well, you deserve that, you fucking arsehole.
Stubby, you big stub toe.
Jeez, you got him. Jeepers, you got him. So Queenstown... So festival.
Rufus, Central Sea, Claptone.
Oh, Central Sea, the rapper.
Yeah.
Nice.
Powell's has sent me a few tickets. Thanks, Powell's. Love you. Mwah, mwah. My New Zealand vodka seltzer mixed friends.
Don't you advertise things on this podcast that don't sponsor us, you piece of work.
Oh, well.
Just disgraceful. But I would love a Lamborghini. I've seen Lambos driving around the streets and I think they're just aesthetically
just
pleasing.
Gorgeous.
I think, and a Ferrari.
I would absolutely adore an Aston Martin.
Oh.
Or a Porsche. If they would just happen to be floating around, I would love to drop one off to the podcast.
Or a Yaris.
I would honestly take a bike.
I'd take a Lime bike at this stage.
If a company said to us, hey, no Lamborghini, but here's like a cruiser bike.
Here's a...
I'd be over the moon.
Here's a Lamborghini.
Back to you in the studio, John, where we cross live to New York, where there's been a Santa that's fallen down a chimney.
So who else is playing this festival?
Those are the only three I'm going to see.
Yeah, right.
Otherwise, I'll just be wandering around.
Big festival, Field Days. Because there used to be Field Day in Sydney, hey Dior.
It is in Sydney.
Oh, you're going to Field Day?
Yeah.
Oh, it still goes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only festival.
On New Year's Day.
Only festival I've ever been to.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to.
Fucking hated it.
It's very crowded.
I fucking hated it.
And there's a lot of stages.
Oh, bro.
Yeah, but you hate festies. I'm a festy girl.
You are a festy little fuck.
And then I'm coming to yours to watch the fireworks.
Correct.
And then no other plans.
Yeah, have fun at Field Day, mate. I'm sure it's fun now, but...
You're too old. Well, to be fair, I'm probably getting a bit too old. Am I?
Yeah.
Or am I actually?
Yes. You're 30.
Well, I'm going with other 30-year-olds. Fuck it.
Yeah, okay. Well,
I like Rufus. Fuck off.
You're defending yourself against your attack on me.
I like Rufus. I like Claptone. I like Central Sea. So stay in your fucking lane, mate.
You told me I was...
Or I'll come over there and uppercut hook jab cross you. I'll own sons. And I'll sing the cat song on repeat like a nightmare.
We'll have to write that. The this is what I don't like about festivals, Louisa. Lines.
Too many people for you. You got social anxiety.
Nah.
Nowhere to slap on the pokies and have a whiskey on your own. Champion.
Love doing that. But...
Nowhere to puff your vape in silence. Chieftain.
Well, you can...
Nowhere to puff on a cigar on your own. Bud.
You'd be able to do that anywhere at the festival. All I'm saying is, don't like being in big crowds of people.
You don't love a little festy snack?
The lines to the toilet takes eight. The lines to get grog is like fucking criminal. It was just the worst experience of my life.
Well, thanks for sending me those tickets, pals.
Don't fucking send me any, mate.
Hey!
I don't want them. I'm sure you do a great job for people that love that shit. But I don't. So I don't want them, pals.
You're very grumpy today, aren't you?
No, I'm not grumpy. I'm very happy.
It's because someone's hungover from the Christmas party.
Get out of it, you mongrel dog.
You were just sculling those whiskeys out of the snow tomorrow. What happens at the Christmas party stays at the Christmas party.
Correct.
Silence.
Especially with Dior. Jesus Christ.
Dior was buddy. MVP.
I'm surprised they still let me in this building after
that. I'm very surprised. There was some stuff we cannot repeat.
Yeah.
But we will. Now, why did you murder that person?
Well, to be honest, he disrespected my choice of footwear.
And what made you to decide to throw the anchor at another boat?
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to be where that boat was.
Correct. You also...
Makes sense, doesn't it?
You were tremendously strong.
Yeah.
Anchor's traditionally very heavy.
Have you not seen me?
Yeah.
Yeah. He thought I couldn't throw an anchor 300
meters. And
they wouldn't
let Dior into the after party because he was stumbling around.
He tried to fight the bouncers.
Well, he won.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He knocked out six bouncers.
And they deserved it.
Correct. Yeah. Lippy cunts.
Mm. Don't try me.
Don't try him.
We had a great time.
I'm actually similar to you, though, this Christmas, though, Louisa. First Chrissy, not with my family.
You're with Steph's family.
Yep.
And who's going to be there?
Me, Steph, Steph's mum, her brother Guy, her other brother Julian and his missa. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
Guy's girlfriend. Sorry, I choked.
I think Liv's doing something with her family and then maybe meeting us afterwards.
Later.
But, Guy's girlfriend. Well, I won't be there. So that will be fun, but also a bit weird for me.
Because you're used to going back to...
Back to the farm. And then so it's just going to be Hot Will and Mum and Dad back on the farm.
Oh, that'd be nice for them.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Will you go back to the farm and visit?
Going back pre-Chrissy for a couple of days.
Yep.
Smack some piss with the boys. Then I'll drive back probably Chrissy Eve into Sydney, which will be a fucking pain in the ass.
When will we go to the farm so I can come?
Whenever. Whenever you want.
Why don't we go early January before we start back? What, Dior?
What were you just doing?
I just tried to bite the label. I'm sexually frustrated. Yeah,
oh, really? My days.
I'm not.
Oh, you're not?
No, I am.
What's been going on?
No, I am.
Oh, you are? You're sexually frustrated?
Yes.
Why?
Well, that's what apparently it means.
No, but why are you sexually frustrated? Let's dig into this. Let's settle into this conversation. Are you sexually frustrated or not? You got to be one or the other.
Well,
cog's turning in her brain.
I don't know what's appropriate to say, Jack.
It's up to you. Are you or not?
Well,
I mean, we all saw how she acted at the Christmas party.
Yeah, actually, she's definitely not after that.
Yeah.
Holy
there's dugongs in the harbour.
Well, you know...
Dugong. She became a lugong very quickly.
People were allowed to...
Experiment. Oi, did you ever get sat down and get spun the birds and the bees?
By my parents?
Yes.
Nah, but I remember...
Spin it.
Nah.
Spin it, kid.
I remember thinking I got my period when I was like 8.
Why?
But it wasn't it. Well, she's this little fat 8-year-old, like, Mom! I don't know what, but she was like, nah.
So they never sat you down and talked to you about that shit?
I don't remember. Well, I feel like it feels like too much information. I'm sitting in a room with three blokes and on a pot, but like, I had to go. I had to go on the pill from like 15 because I had really bad period
Many boyfriends.
Pain.
Oh, bad. Period pain.
So would you like me to elaborate on the tampons or pads, or are you okay with just knowing the period pain?
I think we're good, boys.
Yeah, you boys?
You were happy with
Any
that?
Any more?
I would like more info.
Dior would actually love more info. Yeah. You could elaborate.
Well, so Dior, that means that sometimes the pill can stop the cramping when the period is due.
I actually didn't know that. There you go.
Did you not?
Stops the heavy flow.
Right.
I actually might be wrong.
Yeah.
But
I've heard bits like that.
Yeah, I think I'm right.
Okay.
Any doctors or nurses, feel free to pull me up on something else I'm wrong with.
Well, we're Highly likely you're wrong.
Yes.
But I reckon you probably know well enough you're right.
Wasn't you know, padlock pants. There's no need for Jill and Franco to give me the birds and the bees here.
Aristocrat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I might have blocked it out. Pardon?
Nothing wrong with Aristy, even now. You think there is something wrong with Aristy?
Wouldn't be my first option.
Oh, we'll take note. Don't give Aristy's next time.
No, they're fine.
No. Point one.
That's fine. It's
what
just
if
not...
you're good at Aristy's?
You're probably not.
Well, you don't call the Aristy Queen for nothing, champion.
You just call me Jacko. What did you say?
I said champion.
Oh, champion.
Well, that is your name, Jacko.
Sorry,
champion,
yeah, Jacko. I thought you called me Jacko.
How about how, like, probably like 12th podcast, I told the Rusty Queen story and then I cut it?
Yeah.
And I think I even sent it to Tor and she was like, oh, like, maybe not, like a bit itch. Now there's like fucking
dude,
nothing.
Are you serious? When we did our first big video together, first one that went viral was the fucking reverse catcalling.
Mm.
And you sent it to Whipper and was like, is this too far? When you go like, come on, mate. And you did like
a wanking
signal.
Whips
like,
told me to take that out.
Yeah, he was like, no, that's too far. Take it out. I'm like, yeah, that's fair. Let's probably take that out. Take it out. I'm just thinking back and I'm like.
Look at what we do now.
What the fuck? We have fallen so far. From grace.
My mum literally texted me today and said, like, I'm so proud of you and everything that you do. And like the joy you bring to people's worlds from the podcast. I'm like, we've just been talking about. Wanking. I don't think she's going to be very impressed with the latest two.
Fuck, what did my dad? I pissed myself the other day. I was on the blower to my old man. I can't remember what he said. But it was in lieu of saying that I'm proud of you. But he couldn't bring himself to say that. So he said something. Fuck, it was something along the line. Like, he's like, so mate, how's this going? I'm like, yeah, mate, it's going good. I'm doing this and I'm doing that. He's like, yeah, bloody. Well, no, it's good. It's going good, or something like that, or like, or because he's always like, you know, if your bloody goes tits up, you can get a job, can't you? And he goes, so yeah, he's like, so you think it's going better than your old job? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, well, mate, that's some good. It's good. That's good. And it was like that was his moment to be like, yeah, I'm proud of you, mate. It's going well. He just couldn't do it.
What, in all seriousness, what would you do if things went pear shaped?
Just fucking go do whatever.
Like, would you stay here or would you go back to the farm? Could I get a job on the farm if things don't go well?
Yeah, fuck it.
I reckon I could learn.
Mate, I'd do anything. I'm happy anywhere.
Maybe, yeah.
I go back to see, I was labouring when I got back to Sydney.
I might get a job at the Rojo.
You know, simple shit.
That would be fucking great, actually.
Maybe I'd, Yeah. I don't even fucking know.
Right.
I'll just find a job somewhere, you know, and just be like, yeah, that shit happens, man.
Yeah.
I'd be devastated.
I'd be devastated. Have we said anything that's inappropriate this podcast?
No, you guys are usually pretty clean and, like, you know, mature and stuff like that.
I agree. Thank you, Dior.
People usually come to us for a lot of news. We're usually up with the current affairs.
Well, they instead of using your site such as Sydney Morning Herald, your news.com.au's, they'll come here just to get a Lulu Go Surfing,
yes.
Google Chrome.
And they'll find out a lot about this going on in the world.
Well, they'll find a heap about it.
Yeah.
And
you know what they say about those articles is that the more you're typing of the
you got it.
Brand new.
Push yourself. Get yourself
breaking
there.
News
there
is
push yourself.
There.
They're beautiful. I mean, articulate. Forward thinking. I think just groundbreaking in a sense. I can really feel the mullet flick when it's wet.
Yeah, you judge. It's so hot in
here. It's hot in here, yeah. If
like,
I look like a drowned
sweating.
Rat. If I look like a drowned rat, it's because I wet my hair. I digress. Back to the thing. My parents, I think, tried to sit us down and give us that chat, like the birds and the bees, and they had that book, Where Did You Come From? Did you ever have that?
No.
It was fucking wild.
Is it the one that's like...
Can you please look this up, Dior? I don't know if any bedwetters had this book. Where did you come from?
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cut Nigel?
Can I defend the land that I've been married a long time ago?
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cutting our Joe.
It basically was a family, and you got to see like the bald dad and the big mum. She had huge tits, and it was a cartoon, and like it was like the penis gets inserted into the vagina.
Oh, so it's not even like the bee goes.
No, it's a cartoon. It's like cartoon fucking porn.
Oh, you would have loved that. Absolutely loved it.
They didn't, honestly. Can I be honest with you? They could have made the central characters a little more appealing. Aesthetically. Look at the fat husband. Dude, this is them rooting. Look at that.
So it's the mum and dad rooting.
And it'd be like, yeah, of course. Of course it is. Where do babies come from?
Oh,
the parents create them. You know what I mean?
I'm so sorry.
And then these fucking books, bruh. And so they used to sit down. Look, yeah, he had his cock out in the bath. That's right.
Oh,
and her
my
tits.
God.
Pretty big hog on him.
But why did they need to put that in the bath? Oh, sorry. We've got to talk about it.
What?
At my 30th birthday party.
Oh, dear.
There is 4 cameras floating around.
So, but
disposable
cameras.
That I got developed a few days ago. Someone's taken a photo of their cock. There's a cock shot, and they're wearing white Air Force Ones, and I need to know whose cock it is. I think I've got a fair idea.
I was wearing boots.
No, it wasn't you.
Fuck, because I do have white Air Force
Ones. I think I know who it is.
For a second. Who do you think it is? It can't be. It can't be. No, fuck it.
We'll beep it.
I think it might be.
That is not in his wheelhouse.
Well, then it must be. They're both wearing Air Force Ones.
Were they white and black or just white?
White.
It might be.
Because he wears Air Force Ones too. I think it's.
How was the cock?
I didn't zoom in.
What do you mean? It's a fucking photo.
Yeah, but I wasn't like inspecting it.
I would have.
You want to see it? I've got it saved on my phone.
Of course I fucking do, Lou. Jesus. Show me. I'll be able to tell you if it's a cock.
You might want this beeped, guys.
Well, it shouldn't be taking photos of your cock at a exactly. fucking party.
He's clearly pretty fine with having it in public.
Correct. Can I tell you something?
What?
I think I took that. I've got a weird memory that maybe I took that.
Well, you went into the bathroom with him and took that, brought the camera in. So
let's not say that, but I'm pretty sure
it's screaming.
I'm pretty sure we were being evil. Like we had a little plan and I'm like, let's do this.
I think he was wearing blue shorts.
Yep. There you go. There you go. I think that was me. But not my cock.
Yeah, because there's a finger in the corner. And, like,
and you
the
know how
angle.
Bad I am at taking photos? I always get
yeah,
the finger in
them. Yeah, it's someone definitely over top
yeah,
like
this. And I honestly seen that photo. It like, I think that was me.
Yeah.
Cool. Sorry about that.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Bye, Dior. Dior's gone to trivia like a good little trivia prince.
He's a good little trivia prince. Now we've got Willie B on the mic. Anchor.
Anchor. Welcome.
Welcome, Willie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
There we go. A bit longer on the button there than Dior. Just
quite. He's learning.
It's just a bit longer on the button.
He's learning, Josh.
Hey, bitch.
He's learning. Little B.
Now, because you're such a good little Kiwi, Anchor.
I am, aren't I?
Thought I'd give you some Aussie slang. Instead of some farm slang, farm terms.
Okay.
Thought I'd Aussie slang it up. Now, some of these, I would argue, are fairly common. Some, not so much. A mixed bag, as they say. Look, don't laugh at that. What do you think, fair sucker the Sav?
The local woman at the pub who just fucking hoons Sauvignon Blanc every day from like 11 a.m.
Nah.
Close?
No.
Good and idea, though.
Fair sucker the Sav. Like, fair sucker the Sav, mate. Means give me a fair go. Like, fuck, fair sucker the Sav. Give me a fair go. You know what I mean? Don't be dishonest.
You can see where I got that idea.
But I thought it was Sav, as in that must be a Sav Blanc or whatever. Is that a red or a white wine?
White.
But it's like, what did you call, what do people call Frankfurts? Savloys?
Savloys.
Savloys. It's that. It's a fair sucker the Sav. Give me a fair go, but it's
who
a
who would be sucking on a Sav?
Good fucking question, darling.
I would always just bite a Sav.
Correct. Well, not always.
Oh, will we ever grow up?
Now, so anyway, that's what it is. So okay. We both learnt one.
Okay.
Happy this is that. An acronym. What do you think the acronym DADS stands for?
D-A-D.
Dads.
D-A-D-S.
Fuck his dads.
Shit.
That bloke's fucking dads.
Oh. Dork and dorkier.
Still.
Dork and dorkier siblings. So it's like two siblings. Like, it'd be like Burmo and Burmo.
Oh.
They walk in, you're like, oh, fucking, they're so dads. There's like two. It doesn't have to be siblings.
Such a pleasure to be here.
It could be, yeah, welcome.
Yeah, Jesus, just it could be twice in fucking 2 minutes.
Two best friends, even.
Incorrect.
No.
Good guess. Incorrect. Stands for dumb as dog shit.
I like that.
So you're like, fuck that cunt's dads.
So people would say that to you a lot. Wrecked.
And you.
Not we're, me. We're,
you are fucking, you are dads. You are dumb as dog shit.
I am not.
Yes, you are, Lou. We both are. Fucking, get over it.
It's the heat. There's something about the heat, this podcast.
We've been doing this
podcast. Last 100 podcasts.
We've been doing it through winter.
It's been hot, Jim.
All right.
Well, when I was in Europe.
We are dads.
I didn't have a winter. I was in Europe. With Jeeves.
That's right. You're in Europe for about 2 fucking months.
Yeah, I'm sure you were happy to be rid of me.
No.
I'll be doing it again next year, champion.
No, you won't, champ.
Well, I will.
4 max.
You'll be coming with me.
No, I won't.
Oh. I'll just do 4.
Your dad's.
Months.
Okay, this one I think is probably pretty easy. What's a Dero?
Like a Derek.
What's a Derek?
Like a loser. A lemon.
No. Oh, yeah.
An idiot.
Yeah.
A jingle jungle jangle.
There she is. It's more of a fool, an idiot, fucking Dero. Like if you were a...
Is it short for Derek?
You're a Dero.
But is it short for Derek?
No. You're
What's
just
it short for?
No idea. You're a Dero.
Feels derogatory. Must be short for derogatory. No?
She thought she just fucking uncovered the holy grail.
But Dero's going to be short for Derek.
I think so. I think it's just Dero.
Yeah, I think it's just Dero.
You know what I mean?
Derelict. Something to do like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, derelict.
Oh. Derelict my balls. Derelict my balls.
Yeah. We both went there. It just means for our international listeners, Dero means a
I always think it refers back to Derek, and then that's obviously very sad for people called Derek.
Just like Karen, the poor Karens of the world are now fucked. You know?
It is sad.
Really tough for those Karens.
It's so tough.
This one's pretty self-explanatory, but if you were to go, fuck, he's got shoulders like a brown snake.
He's skinny?
He's got shoulders like a brown snake.
He swiggles?
The most easiest one.
Sure. Oh, he's poisonous.
What?
Well, wait.
It says it. He's got shot. You go, fuck, look at that bloke. He's got shoulders like a fucking brown snake.
Squiggly. Or straight. No,
like,
don't
think
count.
About a brown snake, what it looks like. The brown snakes have shoulders.
So he's flat.
It just means, like, you know how you have individuals with broad shoulders and you've got blokes that are built like a fucking brown snake. He's built like a brown... He's got shoulders like a brown snake. Zero fucking shoulders on him.
So he just goes...
You know what I mean?
Like a...
Because brown snakes don't have shoulders.
Splice ice block. It just goes like that.
Yeah. Or a brown snake.
But a brown snake is usually like this, Judge. You're referring to the brown snake being like this. Like a half circle.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Like a semicircle.
No, I'm not. It's because snakes don't have shoulders. So with someone who has very small shoulders,
so,
you'd
but
say
you're referring
he has shoulders
to,
like a brown snake
because they
don't
have
them. You're
referring to if you picked up the snake like that and they just flops.
No,
do you know what
I'm
I mean?
Not.
You see it on the ground and it's straight across. So elaborate.
I'll leave.
No, just elaborate.
I've literally explained. I've explained all that I can explain with it. Your like brain
it,
isn't
it's
competing.
Hot. I'm ready to go.
Louisa, let me try again.
I'm ready to go.
Let me try again.
Yeah, I get it. He's got no shoulders.
What does it correct? Right?
Because the brown snake is floppy. Fuck it. It's hot. It's fun. I'm sweating dick.
What is it if you're a half-sucked mango?
A what?
Half-sucked mango.
A lemon. A loser.
No.
Half-sucked mango. The one at the bar who never buys their round. Oh, that half-sucked mango.
No.
Oh, it's someone who's got no shoulders.
Yes.
Fuck
no.
off.
No, it's like if they've got a face like a half-sucked mango.
Oh, they're always sour, bitchy resting face.
Just ugly.
Oh.
Yeah.
You'd get that a lot, right?
I have had that. I have had that.
You've got a face for radio.
Had that a lot too. A lot.
I have too because... I used to work in breakfast radio, obviously. So people would say that to me every now and then.
What?
Do I not?
What?
I mentioned that, breakfast radio? I'm sure I said I used to work for Fitzy and Whipper.
Fuck off.
On Nova 96.9.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Shingle.
I was one of the producers.
Shingle my tongue. Shiver me, dude.
It's...
I mean, you're thinking up it.
You said something with his own every Louisa, day.
You're thinking up it.
And then you find out something like that.
Oh, just... And what are they like?
Gorgeous men. Just lovely souls.
Lovely souls.
Great workplace.
And just, what did you do there?
I was a producer. In breakfast radio.
It beats me, Lou. You've never mentioned it.
Well, I'm glad you know now.
Now this is one. Let's see if you can decipher what this means. This is also very self-explanatory. I just love this one because I think it's fucking hilarious. So say I walk up to you and I said, "Fucking hell, Lou, if my dog had a face like yours, I'd shave its ass and make it walk backwards."
You're ugly.
Yeah.
It's very self-explanatory.
But isn't that a great way to put it?
Yeah, but it's
my
long.
My dog had a face like yours, I'd shave its ass and make it walk backwards.
You'd have to learn it off by heart.
Yeah, for a lot of people, not very difficult. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I am pooped.
It's 17 words. I'm sure.
That's
sure people can manage it.
I don't know. It's a lot. It's Imagine 12 if, more than mine name.
Imagine if you imagine
no,
if Toby,
mine's 5 liters, not words.
Oh my god! Fuck. Okay.
So I'm not feeling well. I'm not even kidding.
What's happened?
I feel very dehydrated and dizzy and spacey.
Go and get some water.
I've got some.
Well, you're fine.
I don't feel well. I'm going to sit in silence on the way home.
Thank fuck.
Oh, maybe not.
Fuck me swinging. If there's one reprieve that this heat can bring me, it's that it may finally be the one thing to shut Louisa Dowden the fuck up.
Would you be happy if I just closed my eyes for a bit? Not now.
Ecstatic.
But in the drive home?
Ecstatic.
I might.
I'd love that.
I don't feel very well.
I'll just put on some nice slow country music. I'll enjoy the drive.
Well, I had a weird sleep. I had those in, what are they called, dreams where like someone's like crawling into your bed or like trying to like kill you.
Oh, sleep paralysis.
But you can't move.
Did you have sleep paralysis?
It's happened to me twice lately.
You know why? Because you've been bending. It's always when if I've been on like a big piss fucking like.
Really?
Always, dude. So you're pretty, just super tired.
It was pretty fucked.
What is your sleep paralysis demon look
I
like?
I can't. No, I don't want to talk about this. I don't have a demon. I just.
Oh, I do.
Oh, no.
It's
no.
fucked.
I'm not. No, I'm already not sleeping. Now I'm scared.
Oh, it's your brain. Stop being a pussy.
No, I don't like it because, like, last night I was, like, trying to get away or, like, move or something and I was, like, frozen.
Yes, it's sleep paralysis.
Yeah, but I don't want a demon. Now I'm not going to sleep tonight. Fuck you.
Love
and it's late.
Shift. Love the blame shift. Brings up the
late.
Fact she had sleep paralysis, couldn't sleep.
Oh.
I told her about mine and now it's my fault.
Well, you said you've got a demon in your...
Can I spin a yarn?
No, here? Jack, I actually...
Oh, you're thickening your skin up a bit. Let me spin the yarn.
No, I physically can't. I'm not sleeping.
Oh, darling, it's tough.
No, I won't.
No, I know,
I'm gonna, can I block my ears and you can tell
no,
the bed
no,
where
because
this?
You're not going to have it again. You're fine now.
Well, I'm not.
You are.
Can I block my ears and you tell the bed where it is?
No.
You're
an adult woman.
I don't want to know about the demon.
But the bedwetter's mine.
Now I've literally got an image in my head of a red flaming horned man.
No, it's nothing like that.
That's
going to
be
scarier.
At the end. Oh, fuck!
But your sleep paralysis is different to mine. You get what you get.
No, this is not funny. You
Listen
think
up.
I'm joking. I'm scared.
No, you get what you get. I get a demon. You don't. You don't get a demon
I'm
in
I'm just imagining
paralysis.
The guy from that play the best song in the world.
No.
With like that now
it's
coming
like
at the end
black,
of my bed.
It's a black shadow.
Oh, fuck up.
Dude,
don't. Nah, I'm not listening to this.
Lou.
I'm not listening
listen,
to it.
You've got to just nut the fuck up.
No, I won't. I promise I won't.
All right, okay. To all the bedwetters who are fucking adult humans who aren't 6 years old, I'll explain
it's
it to you. Let me explain it to
them. Terrifying
for
people who can't sleep
buddy,
at the moment.
I'm trying to talk to the bedwetters. Get on your phone. Put your
Bermo,
headphones
could
on.
Could you put some music on for me in these? Oh, no, I can still hear Jack.
No,
fuck.
I'll put it. I'm done.
Okay. Thank you. I'll send a text.
I'll just
something.
Chuck some music on for you.
I don't want to know about
My
it.
My sleep paralysis is a skeleton.
Don't!
Is it?
Stop it!
Well, I can't play any sound effects. The Rodecaster isn't working, which means the hotline won't work later, which means I'm a bit upset. Play on your little phone like an 8-year-old. I'll tell the bedwetter. So yours is a skeleton, B? Mine is this black shadow.
Oh,
demon,
fuck up.
And
fuck
I'm not even joking.
Up.
Close your ears.
La, 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 la,
but don't do that. La, la. Do it softer. This black shadow demon, I'm not joking. It crawls along the roof and the walls. And I'm not joking. I was petrified, literally like I'd been petrified in Harry Potter, paralyzed, watching this fucking thing. And it came up from beside me to my face. And I was like, oh, and then came back and woke up too. It was the most petrifying fucking shit I've ever experienced, dude. It crawls along the roof.
Oh, I heard that bit of the roof.
It's fucking wild. Wild stuff.
Yeah, mine's just standing at the end of the bed, just staring at me.
Bro.
Just looking at me.
It's
no, guys, you don't get it. I live on my own. It's actually fucking scary.
You live on your own in Rose Bay.
The sleep demon could get you in fucking dugong.
Her sleep demon will be wearing a Rolex.
It's just a finance bro.
Little sleep demon
it's
is just a dude.
Finance bro.
A suit just trying to make her sign like a really bad deal. Sign this. Sign right here, Louisa. No. Sign here, darling. You'll get a free Rolly with every signature. Oh, this is actually a dream demon. Oh, absolutely. I'll sign there. Well,
check. No, but I'm being serious.
Mine scullies across the roof. And he pops up right beside me like this. And honestly, it scared the fuck out of me.
You don't understand, Judge. I'm going to have to take a whole rest of it tonight now because of you.
Oh, God, I forced her into prescription pill abuse.
No, I'm not even kidding. I get scared easily living on my own.
Dude, you just
I know someone who's working night shift. I might just go to work with him for the night and work on the construction site.
Bro, I'm always awake. Just FaceTime me.
Well, I'll be dead.
From your brain?
Yeah.
You're fine. Right? So let's thicken that skin up. Let's beat the demons off. Beat them all off. Make sure that they just... Any demon comes up to you in your sleep, you beat him off. All right? Yeah, get rid of them. There's a group of demons coming up to him. I want you to beat them all
play
off.
The, oh, so no hotline today.
Well, we got no roadcaster. It's not working.
Well, why don't you give me a topic and I'll make up a song. And then I'll give you one. This is a good idea. I'd like to get in a happier mood before we get home.
All right, yeah, before you get...
Don't, no. The bedwars are going to go, this is a tough listen because I'm going, don't, the whole
correct,
time. But
correct, it is.
Dead shit.
Dead shit.
Dead says I'm fucking terrified.
Dead says, okay, dead shit. You are dads. Dumbest dog shit. All right, a topic for a song.
Yes, please.
You are. Oh, no, not you are. A topic for a song. What about Justin Bieber? It's got to be a song about Biebs.
Okay. Everybody loves Justin Bieber because he's got fancy pop songs. He went through a bad boy phase when he crashed his Lamborghini. But then he found Hailey Bieber and they made love and now they're married. And he lived happily ever after. But then he got Lyme's disease.
Has he got Lyme's disease?
Yeah.
When life gives you Lyme's.
Okay, your turn. You do yours.
That was shocking. Nothing rhymed.
Oh.
It's a song. I don't want you to go again. Let me be very clear.
Do you know, we could go line for line of a song. The topic is astronauts. Go, and then I'll go. So you feed me into it.
All right. He's a man that wants to go to space.
Because he wants to find the lost tomato.
It didn't fucking rhyme.
It doesn't have to rhyme.
Rhyme it.
It doesn't
That was
have
the point
to.
Of the line for line, to rhyme it.
Fine, go again.
How did space and then did fucking tomato.
Go again. Go again.
I was like, what is she about to rhyme with?
Don't worry, Burmo. Okay. We're having a lot of fun here. We don't need the hotline.
Yeah, this is
week.
Like two children.
We're trying to right. We're doing a song.
He was a spaceman from birth.
Who had a big cock with girth.
Straight away.
Oh.
Which helped him propel himself into the atmosphere.
How the fuck does that rhyme with girth?
No, but you do, like, you'll rhyme with girth, and we can't rhyme everything with girth, so then now you've got to rhyme with atmosphere. I'm taking the lead here. Right. You've got to follow.
Sorry, I got you.
Very cranky.
Well, you've told me about your sleep paralysis demon, and now I'm scared.
Paralysis. All right, you beat him off. So, helped him propel himself up into the atmosphere.
Which means he's going to get there in first gear.
He's up there, he can't breathe.
And he's down on his knees.
Praying, please God, just get me back to Earth.
Where I can find my child that I gave birth.
To be fair, I made it difficult by rhyming Earth. I've said Earth twice.
Well, that and the cat song feel like our next two hits.
They're going to be on the album.
They're going to be
that
on
was
the
an
album.
Absolute banger.
Well, bedwetters, you didn't get the hotline this week, but you got that.
How long have we been
going? Which was hot.
50 minutes.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Miles.
Finished with a song, bedwetters. That was just bloody.
That well, you didn't get the hotline, but let me repeat myself because everyone spoke over me. But you got that hot track.
There were some hot lines in that track.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I enjoyed it.
So.
You know what Lulu's getting for dinner? Don't. You're going to say sleep paralysis demon.
Correct.
It's actually not. You know what? Don't. You know what you've done now? I'm going to have to take an entire sleeping pill and you'll get a phone call at 2 a.m. because my heart palpitations will be going.
Well, it seems like they're not very good sleeping pills. Hey, take this sleeping pill. Get your heart racing.
No. Like, because like I'll fall
Lightning
asleep.
McQueen around the track.
I heard you when I had my ears blocked going, that your thing runs
across the roof.
Fuck off. Bye, bedwetters. Love you. I've got to leave.
Hooray, bedwetters. I'm going to take this child home now. Back in the car. No, go and get your things. Go and get your things. Go and get your toys. Now chuck them in the car, please. We're going to go home, aren't we? And you can have some dinner.
Shut up.
Come on, let's get you home. Come on, aren't you? Grab your stuff. We've got to go, doll. Party's over. I've got to get you home. Okay? You've got to go to bed. Stop the bed. You've got to sleep. Skada.
I'm going to kill you in your sleep. I'm going to kill you in your sleep, Dalton. Good night, Dalton. I'm going to kill you in your fucking sleep, bitch. I'll see you tonight when you close your fucking eyes, Dalton. Don't close your...
You're done.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.